old Blue is about 10 months old. My wife's puppy. He's a pretty good-sized dog now. And he's almost made it a year. And I laugh about dogs. I say they're like the devil because they come not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, I've had a dog eat a garage door at the bottom. It was a wooden garage door, and it, I mean, literally ate the bottom of it trying to eat its way out. And I've had a dog eat the front bumper off a car, almost all the way off, put holes all in it, damaged it pretty bad. I've had dogs eat furniture, and you know, I mean, they are dogs, and that's what they do. It's in their nature, especially when they're puppies. But we wait for Blue to grow up, and we're in that stage, you know. I mean, it's just so hard. Do you put up with the mess long enough, and the messes and the messy, until they can grow up and learn how to behave and learn how to act? Blue had been doing so good recently, but yesterday, for some reason, he went outside, and I had a project last year. I'd shoveled out for a nice walkway between our house and the woods, and about 3 foot wide, and put, you know, lining down, sand down so it'd be nice and level, put pavers down a couple wide, and then white rocks around that, and then on the side, each side edging, and then on the each side of the edging was plants and accent lights covered by mulch. Of course, under that, landscaping fabric. Yesterday, Blue decided it was time to destroy that whole project. And man, did he make a mess. Dug up all that landscaping fabric, tore it in shreds, dug up the plants, dug up the accent lights. And I just shook my head and I just said, I just don't know if he's worth it. Just don't know. But then I was remembering, reflecting all these things, you know, that I too am a mess. And so are you. We are all a mess because we have sin in our lives. We have an old nature that we struggle with. And there are days, like old Blue, when we behave very well and walk close with God. And then there are other days that we just make a mess of things. But the Bible says that while we were yet sinners, while we were still just a horrific mess, God loved us and sent His Son to die for us. Consider that. While we were yet sinners. And we're still a mess. I mean, you know, we're a work in progress. And one of these days, we'll be like Him. And won't that be sweet when we're all home? No more messes. No more coming back and saying, I'm sorry. I have made a mess of things again, Lord. Please forgive me. And so, it's hard not to forgive an old hound when you yourself stand in need of forgiveness so often. It's hard not to love and endure a little messy when you yourself are somewhat of a mess. I'm so glad that God loves us just as we are, but He's changing us. And I do look forward to a day, maybe a year from now, old Blue, all this puppy stuff will be out of his nature. That old nature will be gone, and he'll just be a faithful friend that doesn't tear things up and eat things, and it's just a good friend. I look forward to that day, but for now, we're dealing with a mess, and so it is in our lives too. But just a reminder that if others make a mess in your life, you can choose to love them or you can choose to be alone. And Jesus Christ looked at us in spite of the mess that we are and decided He'd rather spend eternity with us. And so for a little while, God endures the mess for the hope of what is yet to come, an eternity with our Savior. How sweet. This is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Have a blessed day. Thank you.